Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship with us today. Today we gather to worship a God who not only created the beautiful world that we live in, but is also at work transforming the world and all of us into a new creation. As we experience summer heat and rain that nourishes creation, may we always be reminded of God who is at work in our world today, even at work in us, nourishing us with love and with mercy. We have a couple of announcements for you as we begin worship. We are recognizing that Father's Day is coming up quickly, and we're hoping to honor all of those wonderful dads from Vinji during worship on June 21st. So if you could send us pictures of your dad or you and your dad, Vinji dads with their kids, whatever you might have at home, please send those to Sarah Boss before Monday. That would really help us out a lot. Also, Green Lake Lutheran Ministries has decided to cancel all of summer activities, and that means there's no camp, and that means there's no VBS this summer, and we're pretty bummed about all that, but there are some really good opportunities that they've put out there for you. There's going to be daily activities for your kids, there's going to be daily worship services as well, and some meaningful faith conversations with area pastors. All of that's on their website. We've made it even easier. You can pick it all up at the Vinji website too. There's a link there. Check that out. A lot of great opportunities to engage through Green Lake. We're so grateful for them. Also on the Vinji website, you'll find a resource that hopefully many of you got with your newsletter recently. And that's four different worship services that you can do from home or your campsite or from the pontoon this summer. Anytime that you're tired of worshiping through a screen or over the radio, you can do an in-home worship service right there at your house or wherever you might be with friends, family, or all by yourself. Four different opportunities that we've created for you. Hopefully you got that. If not, it's on the website. Also, just wanted to say, please continue to communicate with us any needs that you might have. The Vinji staff is there to serve you. You can reach out to us by calling us at the office through email. We've recently shared Christ in Our Home devotional books with a couple of people. We've brought communion supplies to someone's house for the next time that we do communion and worship. We've mailed extra witness newsletters. We've helped people set up online giving recently. We've answered questions about weddings or funeral services in the future, shared what we know about youth programming and confirmation in the fall. We've been busy at work serving you, and if you have any questions or you have any needs, please just let us know. We know that it used to be a lot easier to talk to us on Sunday morning, but we're still there for you and we still want to serve you. So just reach out. You're not burdening us at all. We want to help you. So anything that we can do for you, please just let us know. Thanks again for joining us in worship this morning and for all of your work in God's world. Let us continue our worship of our God who calls us all to serve.
We confess our sin before God, knowing that God hears us and God is already at work making all things new. Sometimes we believe there is no more to this world than what you can see, hold, or buy.
Sometimes we believe there's no mystery in everyday life.
Sometimes we believe that there's nothing sacred about ordinary things and people.
Help us to believe differently. Help us to see differently. Give us a vision of a different world.
Hear the good news. God came into our ordinary world to make us holy. God treasures ordinary things and ordinary people, including you and me. God forgives us, and God does amazing things through us. God planted the seed of faith in you today, that you may have new eyes to see God's holiness wherever you are, that let anyone with ears to hear listen. Amen.
Oh, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Let us pray. God of compassion, you have opened the way for us and brought us to yourself. Pour your love into our hearts, that, overflowing with joy, we may freely share the blessings you have showered upon us and share the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
A reading for today is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God.
Get a little closer to the radio or your TV screen for a special message that's just for you. Today we're going to hear this story about the disciples being sent out by Jesus on a bit of a trip. And you know, I'm planning on this trip right now to get ready for my vacation. I'm going to go visit my mom and I'm going to try to be safe about that, but I thought I'd also try to show the kind of things that I think are necessities to pack along with me as I go on that trip. So here I thought I'd show you that I've started out with the basics, you know, the clothes and an extra pair of shoes, because we all need those things. I've also got these toiletries, you know, deodorant, can't go without that. And we got toothpaste and a toothbrush. I've got shaving cream and a razor too. I don't really need those at this point, but you never know. Courtney and Isaac are going to help me pack a little bit too here. We definitely have to have snacks, so Courtney's got 4 bags of candy. Might have to go to the store for a little more. We've got some trail mix, a bottle of soda. Probably going to have to go to the store for more of that. More soap, so that'll be good. What do we got there, Isaac? Oh, Courtney's blankie. She's going to let me use that, right, Courtney? Yeah. I've got this toy. I don't actually know what it's for, but maybe it'll come in handy. I think it's good to bring along a stuffed animal, too, so that's really good. Oh, and we'll put my wallet in there. You can't go without your wallet. I also can't forget the electronics, so I got my cell phone so I know where I'm going and I can talk to people on the way. I've got an iPad and a computer and cords here. We'll put those in there and a pillow that Isaac put in. And just in case I needed a sleeping bag, you want to put that in there, Courtney? And then we got some jackets, and I think I've got another pair of glasses here. Let's try to get this shut. You gonna help me with that, Courtney? I don't think we're fitting everything. What do you think, Isaac?
That didn't
fit in there, did it? Uh-oh. You know, I'm starting to wonder if maybe I packed a little too much here. You think so, Isaac?
Yeah,
maybe. You know, this trip that Jesus sends the disciples out on is a really important one. He's going to send them out to care for other people and to not bring a whole lot with them. He doesn't tell them to bring a stuffed animal or an extra blanket or an extra set of clothes even. He just says, go out there and expect that others will help you along the way. You know, I think this is a really important lesson because we oftentimes over-prepare for things. We bring lots of stuff with us on a vacation or a trip and assume that we need all these things. But Jesus reminds us that when he sends us out to do God's work in the world, we really only need to remember that all we need is us. That God sends some helpers along the way who are going to help us and prepare the way to hear God's good news of love for the world. So I want you to hear that as you hear this message, that Jesus is with you and Jesus can use your gifts as you go out into the world and care for other people. No matter who you are or where you are, Jesus can use you to do some good things. Have a good week and we'll see you soon.
Our gospel reading for this morning comes from the gospel according to Matthew in the 9th and 10th chapters. Then Jesus went out about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: first Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew the tax collector; James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim the good news: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, so give without payment." The Gospel of the Lord. When I open my calendar to today, I see that on June 14th, our middle school youth are supposed to be in Milwaukee. They're supposed to spend the coming week serving others in that community, meeting new people, learning from others, seeing what poverty looks like, and processing the realities of race in our world and how people of different and diverse backgrounds experience life differently. Our high school youth would have followed suit, heading to Memphis on June 27th and returning just in time to spend the 4th with their friends and families. Right now, my life should be much more hectic than it is, making sure that all the details that are necessary for trips like that have been covered. But the absence of these trips has only made me realize how much I love them. As I've been missing these trips, I've realized that I've been involved with serving on or creating service trips like this since the summer of 1997. And that 22-year streak comes to an end this year, and I'm really sad about that. And I feel out of place in so many ways because I am not being sent out to serve in that way. And so these words from Jesus make me even more mindful that I'm missing these trips because of how, you know, abundant and plentiful that harvest is and how much the world needs the good news of God's kingdom, especially now. But of course, Jesus says the laborers are few. I miss laboring in that harvest with our youth in the ways that we have grown used to. I don't think that we've made the big impact that Jesus was making on those crowds as they streamed to him because he was able to heal them, to restore their dreams, and to bring them hope. But rather, I miss these trips because of how often we would see Jesus so very clearly on those days of service, and how often someone would proclaim to us the good news of God's kingdom, how we would find new hopes and new dreams as we worked alongside God's people in Milwaukee or Memphis, Denver, Chicago, or Nashville. Maybe it's because I'm not packing my suitcase to be sent out of my home to serve this summer, but I come to this scripture with new eyes. For the first time in my reading of this scripture, I don't relate to the apostles being sent out, but rather I relate to the people in the crowds, feeling harassed and helpless, needing healing for the many challenges of life, needing guidance, needing a shepherd. In our world today, I can certainly imagine many flocking to a leader who, out of compassion, can cure every disease and heal every sickness, who not only cures the sick, but cleanses the lepers, casts out demons, and also raises the dead. We don't have a shepherd like that. We don't have a leader like that. But as Jesus points out, neither did the people of Israel. So perhaps, like the crowds back then, Jesus will have compassion on us, sheep without a shepherd. Perhaps Jesus will offer to do more than cure our world of COVID, but also of racism, of injustice, and maybe even heal the many divisions that exist between us now. These last couple of weeks, I've been feeling increasingly sad at how much division exists in our society. It seems the days in which we were united in a battle against a deadly virus, those days are long gone, and we have started to turn on one another, criticizing those who choose to manage the spread of this virus in ways that are different from our own. Can you remember the days in which getting a haircut didn't leave your friends thinking that you were unacceptably cavalier? Or when you weren't accused of being a fearful coward for simply choosing to follow the advice of a logical risk-benefit analysis? Medical facts seem to be taking a back seat to political ideologies these days, and I long for a leader, for a shepherd who can heal our divisions. We have no need of a shepherd who tries to divide us. We have no need for a leader who leaves one sheep behind because 99 are safe. Racial tensions, while nothing new in our country, have certainly spiked in these last couple of weeks, and stating that Black Lives Matter or that you disapprove of rioting is likely to only result in conflict at the moment. As I try to listen, and as I try to understand the experiences of others, I find myself still longing for a leader who can not only raise the dead, but can also cure injustice and racism and heal our divisions. Now, this is the part of the sermon when I would usually look to whimsical humor to try to lighten some of the tension, and I'd probably say something about the division that exists between Twins fans and White Sox fans, but we don't even have a baseball season to fall back on right now, and so we're going to have to be forced this morning to sit with the discomfort of these difficult realities and confess that we are all in need of healing, that we all need a shepherd. And of course, that is no easy feat. In fact, powerful agents seem to be working against our unity. Social media, and which we as a society are all spending way more time on these days, social media is actually programmed to promote controversy and division. For instance, a Facebook post in which others have responded with the angry emoji will be prioritized in your feed over stories which are getting likes or loves. Add to that the warning that we recently heard from the Attorney General that foreign countries and spies, extremist groups of many political ideologies, are working to further the division that exists between us. Not to mention that we have politicians in this country who have found that their best chance for success comes in dividing, not uniting us. And cable news networks thrive in allowing talking heads to promote all kinds of finger-pointing and factless theories. Conspiracy theories are rapidly on the rise right now, thriving in this environment of uncertainty and mistrust. It seems that we are somehow comforted to have a theory which explains things to us in this difficult time, even if it's totally unfounded and unsupported by facts of any kind. These are just some of the many diseases and sicknesses that we all suffer from right now. So again, I find myself thankful for the words from Scripture today that remind us that Jesus is offering a plentiful harvest, because we certainly have a need for quite a lot right now. Like the crowds that gathered around Jesus from long ago, we are sheep without a shepherd. We lack a shepherd to lead, to guide us, the sheep, to heal us. We need a good shepherd that is motivated by compassion, love, self-giving service to others. As I've spent time these last few weeks waiting for that harvest healing that Jesus promises, I came across these beautiful words of transformation that were offered by New York writer Frederick Buechner. He writes, "When I came out of the Lincoln Tunnel, the city was snarled and seething with traffic as usual. But at the same time, there was something about it that was not usual. It was gorgeous traffic. It was beautiful traffic. That's what was not usual. It was a beauty to see, to hear, to smell, even to be a part of. It was dazzlingly alive. It all but took my breath away. It rattled and honked and chattered with life. The city was transfigured. I was transfigured. It was a New York coming down out of heaven, adorned like a bride prepared for her husband. For a moment, it was not the world as it is that I saw, but the world as it might be, as something deep within the world wants to be and is preparing to be, the way in darkness a seed prepares for growth, the way that leaven works in bread. Buried beneath the surface of all the dirt and noise and crime and poverty and pollution of that terrifying city, I glimpsed the treasure that waits to make it a holy city, a city where human beings dwell in love and peace with each other and with God, and where the only tears there are tears of joy and reunion." People of God, God is still at work. The kingdom of heaven is still near, and transformation is just under our ordinary gaze. Indeed, the harvest is still plentiful, but as always, the laborers are few. Perhaps we may find ourselves burdened with many needs and sorrows right now, in need of healing, feeling like one in the crowds that flock to Jesus rather than one of the laborers that God sends out. But the good news for today, the good news of God's kingdom, is that our need of healing doesn't stop us from being sent out. God will still send us out, send you out. Jesus said so long ago, "Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." You see, for centuries, God's people have been praying that prayer, praying for people to be sent out to do God's work. They've been praying for you. People have been asking God for your action in this world, asking God, praying for God that you would step out to labor in God's plentiful harvest since before you were born. Like these original 12 apostles, you may not be perfect. You may have needs, real needs of healing of many kinds, but God still needs you. God's people still need you. And it is by God's wonderful plan that the crowds that come to the Good Shepherd for healing will be transformed into the laborers that this world so desperately needs. We have received so that we may give, so that we may be sent out with a message of compassion and love that can cure every disease, heal every sickness. May you be the laborer that answers those centuries of prayers today and every day. Amen.
All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow
come. Please join me as we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I invite you to join with me as we pray together. Heavenly Father, from the comfort of our own homes, we gather to worship you and to offer you our prayers. In this time of pandemic and calls for justice, we pray that we might love beyond our understanding. Through this love, you, O God, created the universe, and now we ask that you would help us, teach us to embrace all of your children with this love, that all may know the depth of your compassion, your justice, and your hope. God, send out laborers into the fields of your plentiful harvest. May the leaders of our world share more of the compassion and love that your Son showed in leading your sheep. And may all followers of Jesus stand up for what is right, step in when something's wrong, share each other's burdens, hold each other accountable, and speak truth to power. God of the harvest, we need your healing. Feed us, equip us, provide for us that we might bear good fruit and be of good service to you and to our neighbors. As you bring cures for all the diseases and sicknesses among us, send your healing to Chad Olson, Mary Nelson, Bill Olson, Karen Johnson, Karina DeYoung, Tim Dunleavy, Grace Flatabow, Jody Kessler-Gross, and all others that we name to you now. Bring healing and grief to the family and friends of Idella Johnson, and surround Ray Smith and his family with care following the death of Judy. God, you transform the ordinary and you bring holiness to each of us. Bless our eyes, sharpen our vision, widen our gaze that we might see your work of transformation occurring all around us. May we see the spectacular beauty that you have created in this ordinary world, and may we praise you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
My life flows on in endless song, above us lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth. How can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? Christ is Lord of heaven and earth. How can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, the Lord my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth. Shake my inmost calm, while
Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise.
Let us pray. Loving God, You have blessed us with so many gifts. As we give our gifts back to You, they never seem like enough. Our offering that seems like so little, our actions that seem so small, our words that never get it quite right.
Take our ordinary things and transform them into something extraordinary. Enough sharing that all people are fed, enough actions that together we make a difference, and enough words that we give You praise in all we do. Amen.
Would you join Debbie and I for the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May God bless you with the gifts of these ordinary days.
May God bless you with a wonderful life, not because you do really big things, but because you recognize God is there, even in the small things.
May God bless you with the freedom of knowing that wherever you are, at home, at work, or at play, God is with you. And whatever you do in your ordinary ways, may you be a blessing to others in extraordinary ways, because God is at work in you.
Amen. Christ is with you. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God. upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you.